Overview for 1 Corinthians. Purpose. Paul's intent in writing to the Corinthian church was to expose evil that persistently threatened to destroy true Christianity. The gospel was applied to a host of issues, including immorality, marriage and adultery, intellectualism, public worship, and spiritual gifts. Author, Paul the Apostle. Date written, about AD 55. Setting, Corinth was a large seaport in southern Greece and a major trade center. Its people were immoral and full of idolatry. The Christian church there was primarily made up of Gentiles. Key people, Paul, Timothy, members of Chloe's household. Summary. Commerce was the source of Corinth's prosperity. The city was located on the narrow isthmus that connected mainland Greece with the peninsula called the Peloponnese. Traders found it more economical to go through Corinth, as weather and rocks made it hazardous to sail around the Peloponnese. Therefore, most commerce going to Rome from Ephesus, China, or Egypt went through Corinth. Having two seaports on two seas gave the city vast economic control and led to the great wealth of the city, which was the richest in Achaia. In addition, it was the capital of that Roman province. The prosperity of Corinth led to luxury and immorality. A common saying among the Greeks was to Corinthianize, which meant to practice sexual immorality, to debauch. The city sponsored the Isthmian Games, which honored the Greek gods Poseidon, god of the sea, and Palamon, a marine deity, and were second in importance only to the Olympic Games. There were also many temples in Corinth. The most notorious was dedicated to Aphrodite, the goddess of love. Historic accounts report that 1,000 female slaves worked at the temple, practicing ritual prostitution with worshippers, including sailors and tourists. Toward the end of his 3-year stay in the city of Ephesus, Paul began to receive disturbing news from the group in Corinth. What he learned caused him to write a letter instructing the Corinthian church not to associate with members who practice fornication. See 1 Corinthians 5:9. Sometime later, members of the household of a believer named Chloe reported to Paul that the Corinthian church was splitting into factions, some following one leader while others followed another. See 1 Corinthians 1:11. Eventually, 3 representatives of the church body brought a letter to Paul which requested his advice on a number of issues. See 1 Corinthians 7:1 and 16:17. The messengers also reported to Paul the disgraceful actions such as incest, fornication, and idolatry of a few individuals that were having a disturbing effect on the church. Divisions existed between church members. Some liked Paul's simple style of preaching, while others preferred a more sophisticated and philosophical approach. Some thought freedom in Christ meant freedom to commit sin of every sort, while others felt that Christians must strictly adhere to all the Jewish rules and regulations. Yet another faction overemphasized certain gifts of the Spirit and considered themselves to possess a higher spirituality than those who did not claim these gifts. There were also unchristian feelings between the rich and the poor, as evidenced by their lack of generosity toward one another. Paul addressed all these issues and also sent Timothy to help deal with these matters in person. The key emphasis that Paul made through this letter was love and its true meaning. See chapter 13. The book of 1 Corinthians is a pastor's guide in responding to problems within the church body and is a source of some of our most valuable information about the Christian faith.